Anname ge mato la mi ja.
Rinchen Kandu is a thoroughly modern Bhutanese businessman. His business card reads, Rich and Can Do. Among his enterprises, he composes music for the fledgling Bhutanese film industry. The songs are either patriotic, about the wisdom and good works of the king, or romantic, like this tune, of lovers yearning to be together in their Himalayan Shangri-La. As he sings, he sits next to his five-year-old son, an alleged tiku, or reincarnated lama, who wears mustard and maroon brocade robes and sits absolutely still. Across from him, there's a large screen TV. He likes to watch cartoons. Kandu says that in Bhutan, there's no conflict between the traditional and the modern, as long as they're in balance. That's the core of the king's notion of gross national happiness and of his trust in his subjects.
Lord Buddha said that you have to treat the middle path. You see, you should not be extreme. And we have our own saying in Bhutan that if a thread is tight enough, it will break. If it is loose enough, it will break. So it should not be very tight or very loose. Similarly, gross national happiness is trying to tell people, yes, it's good to modernize, but at the same time, not sacrificing your own values. So gross national happiness tries to tell us to balance our life.
Until quite recently, the king worried the balance would be upset by the introduction of the internet and especially television, by the intensity of the music, lifestyles, and stuff unleashed upon his fewer than 1 million, mostly rural subjects. So the Bhutanese people were surprised in 1999 when, on the 25th anniversary of his reign, King Jigme Singye Wangchuck opened the borders to outside media.
Television, the internet.
From that moment on, he said, television and the internet would be legal. Some Bhutanese already had illegal satellite dishes to receive TV from India, and people had been watching videos for years. But to have an endless stream on dozens of channels, that was new.
This is a history channel. You have HBO, Star Sports, ESPN.
Rinzi Dorji is one of Bhutan's cable TV operators, providing more than 40 channels to his subscribers. He says they can handle it.
Bhutanese people, by nature and by our culture, we know how to be responsible. We know what to watch. And I think television as such has brought happiness to most of our people, and this is what I'm doing, bringing happiness.
Who is the world heavyweight champion, but Triple H is not.
Early on, there was some unhappiness. Professional wrestling was the culprit.
And I had several complaints from the parents, saying that the elder brother is trying to imitate the actions that they saw on the wrestling to his younger brother, and then he was having problems. And he told me to stop airing such kind of programs. But then as a provider, I have to see the interests of all my clients.
Clients who, because of TV, he says, visit each other less often. That happened quickly, says Dorji, and he worries about it.
Before, I used to know almost all the people in Thimphu. Now, hardly we meet each other. In the early days, we used to all, go around, meet, and in the town, we used to see each other. But it's now less frequent. Socializing is less frequent.
My name is Doug Barber.
I just saw Grandma naked.
Bhutan's Ministry of Information and Communications recently commissioned journalist Shukshan Pek Dorji to assess the impact of media in Bhutan. She concluded that so far, the Buddhist philosophy of the middle way has triumphed over the temptations of the tube.
The tendency for a lot of people is to think that, oh, this must be really bad. I found out most Bhutanese are very, very open to new influences, and they're very confident that they'll be able to pick the good from the bad. And they're confident that, no, our children will learn so much. They see the positive rather than the negative.
Fear and anxiety, obsessed with insanity.
20-year-old Yongchen loves TV. She's a student, home for vacation from college in Thailand. Here she sings and plays one of her original tunes. The Cranberries are her favorite band.
Was it the voice inside my head? And
And I feel like it's brought more positive impact because my brother here is a good example. He watched a lot of TV and he still watches TV, but his English is really, it's improved.
Sometimes Zongka programs, we can know about the weather in our country and others. We can know what's going on in the world. I'm tired of being
all alone. At home, Yangchun wears the tight jeans and t-shirt found on young women nearly anywhere. Although when she goes out in public under Bhutanese law, she has to wear the national dress, the ankle-length kira. Yangchun says she wants to open Bhutan's first advertising agency. She got the idea the first time she ever saw an ad on TV.
My very first face wash, like Pond's face wash. Like I was in India when I first watched the TV because it was not introduced here. So I was there and with my uncle and aunt and I was just watching the television and I saw this really nice ad. This girl with really good skin and it's because of this product, you know, and I went out and got it.
The national media is having a direct impact on Bhutanese culture and on the whole value system. Dress, language, music, everything.
Kinley Dorji is the editor-in-chief of Bhutan's national newspaper. There's a poster of the movie A Clockwork Orange on the wall. He says Bhutan has always been aware of the dangers just beyond the borders. After all, China absorbed Tibet and India claimed the neighboring kingdom of Sikkim.
I would say Bhutan's story in one word is survival. It has always been. In the past, it was the geopolitical situation. Now, for example, the most latest threat might be international media, especially television, which has come in like an invasion. And culture is so important to Bhutan. It's so important for identity.
And with that, we come to the end of the morning program of the BBS. Thank you for being with us.
This is the Bhutanese broadcasting system, the BBS. It's meant to be a sort of counterbalance to the commercial material flowing in from outside. But the BBS is severely limited. Just 4 hours a day of live programming on TV and 11 hours a day on radio, much of it in English.
And email us if you have any questions or suggestions regarding a different program.
One BBS producer studied at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. He also starred in the Bhutanese feature film Travelers and Magicians. Most Bhutanese men wear their hair short. Sewang Dendup's curls down his neck over the collar of his black go.
TV is definitely emerging as a medium. But not surprisingly, because the art of visual storytelling has always been there. If you go to Bhutanese houses, you see all these traditional paintings that depicts the life of the Buddha. So, you know, I mean, how is television different?
Ironically, Dendup's character in Travelers and Magicians desperately wants to get out of Bhutan, to go to America. But on his journey out of the village, he realizes that he'd rather stay home among his people, surrounded by the beauty of the mountains. And if he gets bored, there's always MTV.